Sultan handed over the ticket, watching in horror as the destination letters changed to nowhere. Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Today we have a special treat. It's story time. So sit back, grab some tea or coffee or snacks, and enjoy today's little adventure. It's called The Train to Nowhere by Cindy Lee. Made it! I'm free! Sultan yelled, jumping on the train as the doors bleeped shut behind him. Where is everyone? He thought, sitting in the empty carriage, a knot of dread weaving itself inside him. Is this the right train? Tickets! The guard's rasping voice called. With trembling hands, Sultan handed over the ticket, watching in horror as the destination letters changed to nowhere. Staring out of his dark, empty eyes, the ticket collector grinned. You're on the right track. To nowhere, he laughed, handing the ticket back before striding away. Wiping the prickling sweat from his forehead, sadness physically dragged Sultan down. Past mistakes flashed before his eyes. You're wasting your life. They aren't your true friends, Mom's words haunted him. I wish your grandpa was still here. He'd know what to say. Pushing himself up with his last remaining dregs of strength, Sultan stumbled along the carriages as the train hurtled along. Nothing. The ticket collector had vanished. If only you were alive, Grandpa, Sultan thought. I miss you, your faith, your Bible stories and adventures. When you died, it felt like I lost my trust in God. I don't know if I even believe anymore. Sliding to the floor, Sultan shuddered, recalling how he'd flung Grandpa's well-worn Bible in his closet. He felt an ache in his stomach. Is it too late? Help! His plea was a strangled whisper. Father Jesus, my Grandpa loved you. Please help me to trust you again. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. Tears poured down his face. His eyes stung and every bone ached. A glimmer of light appeared, glowing brighter and brighter until it dazzled. A loving voice cried out, Sultan, weep no more. You are my precious beloved child, and my son Jesus died for you so you could be cleansed of sin and brought into relationship with us. We have not forgotten you. We have not abandoned you. We see your sorrow, your pain. We will help you trust in us, and we will heal you. Sultan nodded, choking on the words. I believe, he cried out. The heaviness lifted. He could feel peace beginning to break his brokenness. Sultan stood up. The train was buzzing with the chatter of people. Glancing at his ticket, his destination had changed to hope. So let's talk about this little fantastic story a little bit more. Have you ever felt like Sultan in this story? Sometimes when we experience a tragedy or a life-changing event, it can make us question our beliefs or make us angry with God. But the truth is, once you've become a Christian, nothing can ever separate you from Jesus' love, as we read in Romans 8:38-39. We live in an imperfect world, but Jesus has restored our broken relationship with God through his death and resurrection. And one day, Jesus will return and restore the heavens and the earth. Then death and sorrow and pain will be gone forever, as we read in Revelation 21:1-5. As we wait for this glorious day, Christians don't need to be afraid of losing their faith. Faith is a gift from God, one he gives generously. No matter what, you can share all your worries, your anger, your hurt, and your fears with Jesus, the one who died for you and loves you dearly. Consider taking a moment to talk with him about whatever is on your mind. If you've never put your trust in Jesus and you want to know more, check out the Know Jesus tab at unlocked.org. Who are trusted Christians in your life who you can be open and honest with about your struggles? How could you encourage one another, pray for each other, and point each other to Scripture, especially in hard times? As you and I can read in Psalm 94, verse 18, when I said, my foot is slipping, your unfailing love, Lord, supported me. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Psalm 36, 5-9, and 2 Corinthians 7, 8-13, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Wasn't today's Devo so fun? If you have any other fun stories like this one, we want to hear them. Head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about riches with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.